Every Monday morning, right around this time, we give you the Legal Buzz, a chance to talk to our Bridge legal experts about some of the legal issues, and you may have some legal issues. So remember, you need to text us the keyword hashtag Legal Buzz to 843-225-1055, and your question could be featured. We keep it anonymous, but a lot of people have some questions, and we've been getting some very interesting ones. So hashtag Legal Buzz is the keyword. Text us at 843-225-1055. And you could hear your issue addressed on the Legal Buzz. As we say good morning and welcome into the studio, one of our Bridge legal experts, our good friend David Ayler. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy President's Day. Hope you had a good weekend. You know, you and I were just talking off the air about this, and a lot of people, I mean, not only in the office here last week, but all across the state, if not all across the country, were talking about that incredibly sad story of six-year-old Faye Swetlik, who disappeared in the Casey, West Columbia area. And then they found her body, which I know a lot of people were really hoping that they found her alive in some way, shape, or form. But there's a lot of questions that are still circling around that story. They found the body of a second person, and they said it was linked, but they haven't said how. And I know autopsy results come out tomorrow. I'm curious if, from your legal expertise, when you look at something like that, because I know as a lawyer, you deal sometimes with some very heavy issues and very heavy stories. That's one that got national attention. I'm kind of curious to get your take on that.
Yeah. You know, obviously, first of all, it was a tragedy what occurred, and it's so sad for that family and the community. But looking at it from sort of a legal view, without any personal information on it, there's a couple interesting things that come into play, I think. First of all, when they were searching for the young lady, they were only doing it within a 1 mile radius of the neighborhood. So that obviously tells you that they knew something, because what do we usually think? We had another tragic situation here, as you remember, where a guy that has now been convicted abducted a young child from Johns Island. What do they do?
An Amber Alert.
Right.
Amber Alert. Yeah, and there's already considerations about tweaking the Amber Alert system, but that was never issued in that case.
They never did that. They had to have a reason why, and they must have known information to believe that Amber Alert wasn't necessary, meaning that throughout the United States, they need to put on notice, because they knew, or believed they knew, that that child, alive or dead, was within the area. Because no matter how many, they had over 250 agents and officers there, meaning from local to all the way through the FBI, marshals, that sort of thing, and none of them moved outside that area. So I think that's the first thing that sort of brings to mind, that there's definitely, obviously, some information related to that that mm-hmm. we don't understand, or we don't know as to why that happened. And then secondary, the second person that was found deceased apparently does not, at least from what has been reported, does not have any connections to the young lady prior to this. He was a 30-year-old man, mm-hmm. Did live in the area, no prior criminal record. This wasn't like a sex offender, person that was on a registry.
Right. I mean, the family didn't know him. No one really knew him. He had no relations to the family or no friends or nothing at all.
Yeah. And so you got to wonder, as you pointed out at the beginning of this conversation, they said it's linked, but how is it linked? Why is it linked? And there's just so much left to really just sort of understand and pick through. But at the end of the day, you have the death of two people, one of course being just a child, which is horrible, but it's not your average child kidnapping, abduction, death type of case. A lot of times, unfortunately, people involved in kidnapping children, it's not like you see in the movies where they call you want $10 million. It's somebody that's within the family or close to the family.
Right. I mean, oftentimes I know they suspect, I mean, they're just from trial and error. Like if a wife goes missing, they'll look at the husband first. If a kid goes missing, they'll look at the parents first. When they say that this guy who was a 30-year-old Cody Taylor, who graduated from Bluffton High School back in 2007, and they say he's linked, but they haven't said he's a suspect. And I'm wondering, the autopsy results that come out tomorrow, maybe will that have some determination, maybe?
I would think so. I mean, they've got to explain. They're calling it a homicide, but they're not, at least as far as I've seen, they've called the homicide being the young girl, but they've not called it a homicide in regards to, the adult that was found there. So that kind of makes you think a little bit there. But there's definitely more to it. One other thing you see a lot of times, unfortunately, is sort of almost revenge type of scenarios with jilted lovers mm-hmm. or ex-husbands or wives, the spouses, and, from involvement from taking the children, that sort of thing. But as it appears now, there is no connection to this young man that died along, or was found, I should say, with the young lady beyond living in the same area.
Yeah,
so you got to wonder where that goes.
It makes you wonder. There's a lot of unanswered questions that hopefully we get some answers to. And you may have seen where they brought the body of the 6-year-old Faye Swetlick down to MUSC for the autopsy, police escort, and then the body taken back. And the autopsy results are supposed to come out tomorrow. And that was a story that did get national attention, and there is more to come from that story. A sad result, but yet questions unanswered, and that's why we have Bridge legal experts like David Ayler to help us out. And I know you deal in some cases that can really get heavy and serious sometimes, and that's why it's great to have that kind of legal representation. So tell people when they get into a situation, whether it's something that they just have a question about or something that could be serious, how they can get in touch with you to get your expertise like we get here on Mondays.
You know, the easiest way, it's funny you mentioned that. I was actually talking to a friend who's also a client on the way over here this morning, and they said, well, this is an employment type of matter. He said, what if they ask me to sign something? Or what if they said, just tell them you'll take it home, and then you call me, and let me take a look at it. Because you want to be careful what you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're signing, what you're saying, because you can't put it backwards. You know, the toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube. So anytime, you know, like you said, the best case scenario is usually, hey, if it's just a question, let somebody like myself or somebody from my office put you at ease. Or it's, hey, I really need something for my son or daughter. They may be in a pinch. 577-5530 is our office number that answers 24/7. But, you know, they're the phones. I get Facebook questions. People get my cell phone number somehow and text me. I mean, you name it. And we're happy to help in any way we can. And if we can't, the good part about going to one attorney that you know, there's so many great attorneys in this town, but one good quality that I know that I see is like, okay, well, that's not something I deal with, but let me tell you, need to call this lady, or you should call this guy, because they're really good in that field. And then, you know, sometimes that's what you need from the attorney. Maybe it's not something they do, but they'll send you to somebody who they would go to.
Absolutely. And it's good to have a friend in the legal world with the knowledge and insight like someone like David Ayler. David, thank you, buddy, for being here on President's Day. And we'll stand by to see what questions maybe we get answered in this sad case out of Columbia.
It'll definitely be interesting. Always a pleasure to be on with you. And we've been doing this a good many years, different stations, different topics for quite a while now.
But there's always something to talk about, no doubt about it. So
absolutely.
David Ayler, one of our Bridge legal experts, always appreciate the legal buzz here on the Morning Buzz at 105.5 The Bridge.